So, folks, I know there's one thing that I bet we all can agree on, and that is, my gosh, what a clown show we've got going on right now. You've got Hannity laying the groundwork for Donald Trump to pardon himself. Did you hear what he said the other night? Have a listen to this.
Well, that's a good point. And, you know, I watched Andrew Weissman come out and literally say, oh, Biden's AG needs to go after Donald Trump. And I'm like, the president out the door needs to pardon his whole family and himself, because they want this witch hunt to go on in perpetuity. They're so full of rage.
So not only does Hannity suggest that he should pardon himself, but the whole family should get a pardon too. Isn't that nice? So, folks, this, you know, in my view, if Donald Trump has done no evil, then he's got nothing to worry about, right? If he's done no wrong, obviously this will land in court. He'll be able to plead his case. He'll have the best lawyers. So what is he worried about? If he's done nothing wrong, then he's got nothing to worry about. So you've got that going on over here, and I can guarantee you that, you know, Trump will end up pardoning himself. No self-respect. How embarrassing. And then over here on the right, you've got Rudy and company saying every election that they have lost over here is rigged. And we're in the middle. And that's where we stand. You know, we're all in the middle watching this clown show like a tennis match. You know, one guy said, you know, it just, it's endless. But the one thing I can tell you is that Joe Biden has won the election, and this all will pass. It's all going to go away. Just hang in there. So Donald Trump this weekend is going to be taking his show to Georgia, evidently, screaming today that Raffensperger, the Georgia Secretary of State, should resign because of Georgia election fraud, of course. So at this point, folks, the election fraud case, to me, at least in my view, has turned into a clown show of epic proportions. It's just a joke. It's literally a joke at this stage. You've got Big Bird Sidney Powell over here, you know, ranting on about Hugo Chavez and Smartmatic. And yeah, Smartmatic is the same thing as Dominion. God. And you got Lynn Wood. Lynn Wood, too. And he's saying some crackpot stuff now. It's definitely, it's turned into a clown show, and it's literally a joke. It's literally a joke. So I don't take anything that they say about fraud that they can't prove seriously. I don't take any of it seriously. It's ludicrous. Like I said, it's ludicrous at this point. It's the last act, folks. It's the last act of a real clown show that you're watching here. So just grab some popcorn, sit back, and enjoy. So again today, in Georgia, now focusing back on Georgia, we've got both Perdue and Kelly Loeffler calling for the Georgia Secretary of State to resign. So why? Why do you think they want him to resign? They would like you to believe that they want him to resign because he didn't hold a fair election. But the man, that's all he's done. He's a dedicated professional. He has led a fair election. Like I said, you know, they check the signatures twice on absentee ballots. There's a ballot, a paper ballot out there for every vote that's in the system. So you can square it. You can audit every vote that's in the system, which they have done now three times in a row. And furthermore, when they do these recounts, these machine recounts, they calibrate every machine. Did you know that? Every machine gets calibrated. So the way that they do that is they take, let's say, 50 Trump votes or votes for X candidate. They take 50 votes for another candidate. They feed them through the machine. And if the results don't match what they know, then the machine isn't calibrated. So every machine is tuned and calibrated. So when they feed those ballots through, it's going to give an accurate count. Three recounts they've done, calibrated every time, except for the hand recount. So Donald Trump is going to Georgia to campaign and complain about the rigged election. So you can see the train wreck on the tracks. They want Raffensperger gone because they feel that he has not held a fair election when he has. So you've got Trump over here talking about how Raffensperger rigged the election, and they're trying to use him as a scapegoat. Georgians, I mean, if there are any Georgians that are listening, what's happening is they're trying to scapegoat your Secretary of State because Trump is out there screaming that this election was a fraud in Georgia. And Kelly Loeffler and Perdue were really worried that they won't get the turnout for the election coming up on January 5th, you know, for the runoff. So you've got Trump screaming that this thing is a fraud. People are saying, I don't want to go to the polls. And so the solution to that is to sacrifice Raffensperger, to bring him out and fire him publicly and say, okay, well, that's done and dusted. Now we can all move on. Folks, he is not the problem. The problem is the people claiming that there is election fraud where there is no election fraud. And both Perdue and Loeffler are doing it, which I think has tainted their character. If these people had said, I believe in what he has done, I believe in the governor, the Republican Secretary of State, I believe in the Republican governor, have held a fair election. If there's anything that needs to be looked into that could be remotely procedural that they can improve upon, they will do that. But I believe that Georgians have spoken, and I believe that we will have a turnout that will show that we will win this election. That would be the ideal thing to do, but they're not doing that. So they have to sacrifice somebody because they're screaming fraud. So Raffensperger, they want to sacrifice. And this is how toxic Donald Trump and the clown show has become here, that to restore trust because of Trump saying the election was rigged when it wasn't, you have to fire an honest Secretary of State. I mean, that's twisted, folks. Don't go for it. It's twisted. So all I can say is my hunch here is that Trump's clown show and all of this fraud that's going on is going to just circle the toilet bowl, and it's going to pull down Perdue and Loeffler right down the tube with it. And, you know, I don't even want to really get into Perdue and Loeffler and why I don't think they're good candidates, but why would Georgians want multimillionaires like Loeffler and Perdue? Loeffler's worth $800 million. And how many million is Perdue worth? I don't get the reasoning that people that are millionaires like Donald Trump make good candidates. In my view, you're getting a candidate like Donald Trump. I mean, money doesn't make him smart. So it's just, you know, to me, and then when you look at the details of Perdue, he seems a little bit shady. And I've got an article here. This is from ProPublica, and you've probably heard of this, but Georgia Senator David Perdue privately pushed for a tax break for rich sports team owners. And when you get down into this, they were talking to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin to give wealthy sports owners a lucrative tax break last year. And after the 2017 tax bill championed by Donald Trump, of course, passed, Mnuchin and the Treasury had to write rules on how the legislation would play out in practice, according to this article. And of the hundreds of pages of new regulations the agency actually had to craft, Perdue wrote about his concern with one extremely narrow rule. The owners of professional sports teams were being excluded from a valuable tax break being granted to many other businesses that are structured so that the companies don't pay taxes, but the owners do. I hope you will reconsider, Perdue wrote in a 2019 letter to Steve Mnuchin. So why would he care about the tax breaks, folks? It's always about money with these people. A review of Perdue's campaign contributions has shown that Perdue has taken more than $425,000 from the owners of professional sports teams and their relatives. There you have it. Thanks for listening to the Rusted Culture Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and Pandora, too.